Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
The ICMSA, wait to hear this. The ICMSA has criticised what they describe as a fundamental dishonesty that has underpinned the current debate around food prices and the reality that consumers are being gouged, they say, on price by corporate retailers. Where for more on this, I'm joined by the man at the very top, the president of the ICMSA, Pat McCormack. Pat, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you and good afternoon to your listeners.
Dishonesty, you say?
Yes, indeed. You know, I suppose, you know, there's a lack of transparency out there in the food chain. It's certainly very evident for those of us that are primary producers that we have no idea the level of margin up along that food chain. We've some indication from the various processors, be they dairy or beef, but we've absolutely no accountability of the margin of the retailer. You know, that same said, retailer will come into forums and they'll talk about environmental sustainability and the ask and the requirement for the future. But, you know, this is, you know, very easily spoken about. But the reality of it is they're wiping out any level of margin in the dairy industry in particular in 2023 as a result of their most recent actions. Mm-hmm. And to say they're concerned about the consumer or their customers isn't the most sincere statement, because we have seen in the past, you know, how their concerns, and once they get footfall in, that they will use the opportunity to capitalise.
Because the average consumer will see, and we talked about this previously in the programme, that Chagas estimating that the average dairy farmer income, for example, is around 148,000 a year, and they hear about negotiations in Brussels and grants and so on, and they say, sure, the farmers are doing okay for themselves.
Yeah, and that's a headline. It's a great headline if you want to promote or incentivize some lads into dairy farming. But the reality of it is that's a farm. There could be 1.5, 2, 3 labor units working on that farm. They're working well in excess of 40 hours a week. And on top, out of that, they have to pay bank loans. And, you know, there has been a substantial move in the industry over the last period of time to become more environmentally compliant than we were in the past even. And, you know, that comes at a cost.
So costs have gone up. So you're basically...
a significant level of investment out there on farms at the moment that needs to be serviced.
Look, I totally hear your argument, Pat, but let's cut to the chase here. You're telling people in government and people, more importantly, listening to this programme who are struggling with bills, you're saying we'll have to pay more for food because we can't take action on climate as farmers unless everybody pays a little bit more. Am I right?
Look, The CSO figures, and we'll go to facts because there's no point in talking about fiction here. The CSO figures would indicate that the average household, their earned income, they're spending significantly less, half actually, what they were 30 years ago, on food.
Doesn't seem like that.
The most important commodity that's out there is food, what they put past their parents' lips and what they put past their children's lips. And they're spending half what they were 30 years ago. That's a huge statistic, and it's a very, very disturbing one for a food producer whose level of compliance and you know, regulation in the last 30 years has increased, I wouldn't say tenfold, probably a hundredfold.
Yeah, but whose prices have increased in the last number of years as well, though.
To be honest with you, you know, if you take 2022 out of the equation and go back to 2021, we were at a price that we were at when I set my leave in 1995.
I get away with that.
25, 30 years ago. No, that's a fact. That's a fact as regards price per kg. Now, obviously, farm families, in order to remain viable, increase their scale. But that challenge is against us now at this point in time with the various different derogations. Cow bend
and there were grants, in fairness, over that time period to increase scale as well. So we need to get the full picture.
That's increasing the asset and so on.
But tell me this:
as far as 2010-11, you know, there was, and the Din Minister Coveney at the time pushed and drove, and incentivize mm-hmm. the dairy industry to deliver for the national economy from an exports perspective.
Okay, we know the context. But let me ask you this. I'm sorry for cutting across you, but I'm short on time, but I do want to get this question to you. So we have two options here, right? We all pay the farmer more, or the retailers declare what income and what profits they're making in Ireland, and they reduce their prices. What option do you think is likely?
Well, look, there needs to be an awareness. There needs to be an education programme out there of public awareness. And I don't say that flippantly, about the costs associated with the environmental aspirations we have. There's one thing for sure. We can't have those environmental aspirations and a cheap food policy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, look, people have heard what the president of the ICMSA, Pat McCormick, has had to say. Would you like to pay more? Is that the only way for food in this country? Pat, you're very welcome. I'm grateful to you, I should say, for joining us on the programme, and we'll see what people have to say. And thank you for joining us. That's Pat McCormick of the ICMSA.